Hello, Dog Days listener. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chad Freestyle, bringing you day 29 of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And it is, coincidentally, August 29th. We are just wrapping up the day. Let me give you a quick catch-up from yesterday. We did our Thursday night karaoke, and it was hot. There was no AC in that room. It was terrible before the people got in there. It was pretty brutal. I was running around, you know, keeping everybody entertained between the songs and looking up and answering questions and tech support. Craig did a great job on the mixer. Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
So he was keeping the loud people quiet and the quiet people loud. Well, the singers anyway. We couldn't control the crowd too much. But it was a good group. We did not fill the room. In the past, we've had to turn people away. And about 15, 20 minutes into it, I shut down the ability to add songs to the queue. So we and I guess just right. It was like we were supposed to go till 12:30, and we ran out of songs at 12:15, which was fine because 3/4 of the people had left anyway. They either sang or got too hot and left. And had a wonderful time. It was a good group. Some good singers, some not so good singers, but we had fun. We had fun. Karaoke is a good time. Craig and I, after cleaning up the room, straightening things, putting things back the way we found them, got back about 1 o'clock. It was the usual late night walk from the Hilton to the Embassy Suites, and I think my head hit the pillow just after 1. It was a good time. Then woke up. And I kind of took it easy, got some light breakfast, came back to the room, and a couple somebodies, while they were at karaoke, said, I think there might be a problem. I'm clicking this link, and it says invalid response ID or something. And I went, oh, man, I got bugs to fix in the morning. So I looked at them, could not reproduce the problem. I called the ticket closed. I don't know what the deal was, but I created a new account, registered it, went through the whole manual process, and everything worked fine. So can't tell you what it was. If I can't recreate it, I can't solve it. That's the way software debugging goes for me. I also checked another possible bug when I was importing calendar events. Something in my calendar import Node.js app that grabs things from Google Calendar and puts them into Notion was messing things up because I had all-day events, but it had a start time and an end time on it. I found the problem. I was looking for the wrong thing in the Google payload where it says r:yearly, whatever it was. So it says this recurs. It's a recurrence rule every year or every month or every Tuesday, whatever it is. And I can parse that apart. I was not looking for r:. I was looking for r:= and of course nothing was working. So it was just a mess from there on out. Got that fixed. So happy to do that. But I do have a lot of data correction from the massive import I did earlier this week. Not going to import stuff again, but I will correct the data that's there. Not too bad. After that, we made our way over to the Mellow Mushroom for Pizza Friday. No, we watched our 2 Star Trek episodes. We caught up. I got caught up on season 3, episodes 7 and 8. Craig just had to watch 8, so we're all caught up. They went from another serious episode to another fun episode. Not going to ruin it in case anybody hasn't seen it. But it was kind of wacky. A few things in there we went, wait, what? Why are they doing that? Doesn't make sense. But hey, it's sci-fi. Suspend disbelief and have fun with it. Wonderful time at Pizza Friday. Clinton and Bonnie were obviously there. We had Gary Lindros, Amy Bowen, Daniel Smith, who's our pink bender. We had Amy and Barry, Clinton's friends. Well, they're our friends, too. But I think they know Clinton better. Who else did we have?
At Pizza Friday. Gary,
Amy, other Amy, mm-hmm. and Barry. We had Amy, Gary, Amy, Kennedys. Barry.
Kennedys.
The Kennedys, yes. Ken and Charlotte were there. So hopefully I didn't miss anybody out. We got to eat outside. Very, very beautiful weather.
Clinton and Bonnie.
Yeah. I started with them.
Oh, okay.
Very beautiful weather. Ate outside. As lunch progressed, the shadows kind of disappeared, and everybody was sitting kind of in the sun, but sort of in tree shade.
It wasn't too bad.
Then I realized I forgot the two copies of Podcasting for Dummies that I bought for our panel. Craig and I had to be on the 20th anniversary digital media track panel at 2:30, and it was about 1:40 when we got out of Pizza Friday. So we hoofed it back to the hotel and then grabbed the books and said, we have 30 minutes to get there, and we're going to be hot when we get there. So we rented scooters. This is the first time I used the e-scooters. We grabbed them. I started taking off, and Craig said, hold on, I got a dud. So he scanned into another one. Hold on, I got another dud. So third time's a charm. His was completely faster than mine. But we cut our way through the traffic. We found a bike lane, rode that all the way to the Hilton, and got there about 10 minutes before. So it took us about 20 minutes to get there. If we had walked, we would have been late and hot, which wasn't bad. You know, I had to check out. I had a little bit of an issue ending the session. And you click end ride, and it says, okay, it's supposed to say, take a picture of where you parked it. Mine never said that. So it wouldn't end the session. But eventually we got that done, walked inside, and had a wonderful panel. We had Swoopy and Derek from Skepticality. Swoopy was the former
director,
like the first panel director for the podcast panel from 2005 to about 2011, 2012, when it was a podcast track. And then Brian Dunbar was the track director, and now it's Charles McFall. So Charles was the moderator. We had Derek and Swoopy, then me and Craig and Scott Sigler. Some of you may know, you listened to or read his books, and Brian Brushwood and Bobby Blackwolf. So it's seven people on this panel and a moderator. And we went through introductions and how we got started with the track. Craig and I came along in 2009 because we were not able to go to both Dragon Con and the Podcast Expo, New Media Expo, whatever it was, every year. So we went to the podcast thing in Ontario, California, then Las Vegas, and said, you know what, let's go to Dragon Con instead. And we got a very nice compliment from Charles McFall today. He said, you know, there's two things we're going to keep forever on this panel until the people who do them don't want to do them anymore. One of them is Chuck and Craig and Clinton's show. And I was floored because I thought he was going to say, like, the panel opener on Friday or Thursday, whatever it is. And then he said, and the, what was the closing session? There's a, what do they do at the end on Monday?
Oh,
it was like a party or something.
Yeah, it's like a little party.
A little party at the end. So we have a guaranteed spot on the digital media track panel for as long as we want. We don't know what the schedule will be, but it sounds like we can kind of pick our schedule now.
We have tenure,
and now we don't have to wonder every June, are we doing a panel? Hello, you know, what's on the schedule? We could almost pick and say we want 8 p.m. or 4 p.m. or 2 p.m. I think we've got some seniority now. So that was very, very nice and unexpected. After that, we wandered out and we were kind of discussing what to do, and we wanted to see what the decorations were in the truck track, and they were just starting the next session. They opened it up. So we poked our head in, and then when everybody was in, we went, oh, it's Dr. Aaron doing a session on Temporal Mechanics 101, because if you watch Lower Decks, she's actually been turned into a cartoon character. She's the instructor of Temporal Mechanics 101. So she did this in character for the audience, talking about wormholes and tachyons and all this stuff that you hear in Star Trek, and explaining it through the lens of today's physics, but yet in character, saying, you know, there was an ancient Earth hollow novel called
she was mentioned in episodes.
Yeah, well, she was the movie.
The
movie with the black hole.
Yeah, the black hole.
No, not the movie The Black Hole. I'm drawing a blank. It starts with an I. Interstellar.
Oh.
Interstellar. Okay. She was talking about Interstellar, you know, and she would call it the ancient Earth hollow novel.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun with that. We went up and said hi to her. She was kind enough. I did bring punch cards. I was hoping more of the podcasters in the podcast panel would sign them, but I got Amy Bowen, and then we went over and got Dr. Aaron McDonald. Never did get rid of the two books of Podcasting for Dummies. That was supposed to be like a contest or whatever, but yeah, everybody kind of broke up because we ran late on the 20th anniversary track. So we're in the Star Trek panel watching that, having a good laugh here and there. Understand she's going to be doing that on the next Star Trek panel. So we already know the answer to one of the questions she's got if we go to the same panel. Said hi to her husband. He used to be in the ServiceNow space. So he knew me before they got married about 3-4 years ago. He goes, oh, you're Chuck Tomasi. I went, oh, yeah, that's cool. So it's like the spouse of a celebrity thinks that I'm a celebrity. So he said hi.
Let's don't go crazy.
It really brings your opinion of celebrities down a bit. Yeah. I mean, right. When you're in that position, go, I'm just a normal person with a different job. And then you go, well, so are they. That was fun. We got done with that, and Craig and I kind of walked around for a little bit and then went, well, we better line up for Strange New Worlds because that's going to be a big thing. It was very popular last year. We expect it to be very popular this year. There's a thing called a shadow cast, and they were doing the episode of Subspace Rhapsody. And last year, it was very popular. They filled the Imperial Ballroom. So this year, we said, we're going to get there a little early, about 5:30, we started lining up for a 7:30 show, and we were probably 10th in line, which was really nice.
Which was weird. There's people already in there when we got there.
Yeah, there were people already in there when we got there. Met some nice people in line, sang a few songs, talked to people. When we got in there, they really had rehearsed. These people worked hard. They not only – the shadow cast is where you're listening to the audio of the actual episode. So you'll hear Ethan Peck and Ensign Mount and Sally Rose Gooding, all the actors doing their lines and singing their songs. And there's people, ordinary – like our friends, some of them, on stage lip-syncing every line to the show and every song and the dance numbers plus some cheesy special effects. So it was a lot of fun. That took us about an hour, had some fun, took lots of pictures. I'll send many of them to Lars, who was one of our Farnsworths in our parade last year. His wife was Mom from Futurama, and he was Farnsworth, and we were having fun with that. He will not be in the parade, unfortunately, this year. So we're missing a few people. We're missing one of our Zap Brannigans, our chief Zap, our OG Zap. Kyle will not be joining us. So expecting a little smaller group, but we do have some returning people. So we're happy to see that. When we got done to that, we rented scooters on the way back. And the scooters we had on the way to the Hilton, mine was a dog.
Hey, I know why. I think I know why.
Why?
Because of the foot traffic and the event. I think they're supposed to...
They throttle them?
They throttle them. Because it said so in the app.
Oh!
It said you got to be careful and... For whatever reason.
It was more traffic, though, at night.
Yours was throttled. Mine wasn't.
Oh.
So, I think that was what the case
okay.
was.
Okay. So, now, because mine was a rocket coming back. It was
the throttle was either on or off.
When it was on, it was like 25 miles an hour on.
It kicked me off. Not off, but it kicked me back on the scooter. I was like, whoa, that's... A little too fast if you hold the throttle down. Yeah.
Craig and I were at the crosswalk and the light turned green and I gunned it. And it was almost like Craig and I were having a drag race and I'm out running him. And just up ahead, there was plenty of room to spot the situation. But if I'd been a little faster, I probably would have wound up going over the hood of a car coming out of a driveway. That didn't happen, fortunately. But it was an exciting ride. Came back a little amped up. And now we're just kicking back, having some snacks, drinking a wonderful beer from Mills River Brewing called Wash Creek Blonde. Mm-hmm. It's an Appalachian ale. And I'm going to take a sip of this fine beer. You know what they say about the last beer of the day?
As good as the first.
Where's the next?
Where's the next? Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I say. And with that, I am going to get into today's song. It is Blister in the Sun, Hopefully we will have some sun tomorrow. The rain is forecast. This is requested by my wife, Donna, performed by the Violent Femmes. Well, it's performed by me, but they wrote it, and this is my cover.
Stop to check you out. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one. Body beat, steam machine. I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go. Just a night, stop to check you out. I'm a walking, I strap my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just a night, stop to check you out. Body beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. I'm a walking, I strap my stuff, and I'm so strung out. Is it kind of just a might stop to check you out? Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one.
Thank you, dear, once again for requesting the song. And if you want to go back and rate any of the songs from this past month, you can go to ctomasi.link/ddop25. I'd love to keep testing this application, make sure that it's solid. Many of you have given ratings. Many of you have given requests. There are just two more days in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st. And then we are done. So until then, we'll give you an update tomorrow about the parade. Hope probably before karaoke, because we're doing karaoke again tomorrow from 10 to 12:30, same location. Hopefully they'll have some air conditioning for us, or at least a fan. And we'll go from there. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Bye.